Welcome to the latest podcast from Adept English, aimed at helping you to improve your understanding and fluency in spoken English. Listening to Adept English will help your understanding become automatic, just like when you hear your own language. For more information, visit our website at adeptenglish.com. Hi there, I'm Hilary, and welcome to this latest podcast from Adept English. Let us help you with your English language learning. Much of what we offer you is completely free. So if you like what we're doing, then please like us on Facebook and give us some positive feedback. Share your experience of learning English with us. Now, in your country, do you have a superstition about the number 13? First of all, you may not know the word superstition. A superstition is a belief, something that you believe to be true, even though there may be a little scientific fact to support your belief. And if you're someone who believes in superstition, then the word we would use to describe you is superstitious. So superstition is the noun and superstitious is the adjective. A superstition is also a belief which tends to say that something bad, something negative will happen to you if you don't do what the superstition says you should. Bad luck will come to you in some way or other. So in the UK, we have quite a lot of superstitions. For example, if you break a mirror, some people believe that you will have bad luck. Your life will go badly for 7 years. That's a bit tough. Or another one is that there will be bad luck for you if you put up an umbrella inside the house. There are historical reasons for these superstitions, but sometimes the reasons for them are lost in time. And we have superstitions around the number 13. This is so much the case that where you have houses in a street that are numbered, and this forms part of the address of the house, for example, 26 North Street might be a typical address in the UK. If the number of the house is 13, then that is considered unlucky by some people. And this is so much so that sometimes when houses are built, the number 13 is missed altogether when the house numbers are decided. According to Zoopla, a UK property website, only 28% of streets in the UK have a number 13 house. So usually they just miss it out. Or maybe quite a lot of streets don't have more than 13 houses. Or what some people do sometimes, and I notice that my neighbours at number 13 in our road have done this, they just give their house a name instead of a number. The belief in bad luck associated with the number 13 is so widespread that a third of people say that they would not buy a house with the number 13. And the price of a house which has the number 13 may be cheaper by about 3%. With the value of properties in the UK, that's quite a lot of money, a few thousand pounds. So if you aren't superstitious and you want to buy a house in the UK, it's worth knowing that. Other cultures have other numbers which they believe to be lucky or unlucky. In the UK, the belief that the number 13 is unlucky probably comes from the Christian religion. If you go with the Easter story, then the 13th disciple, the 13th follower of Jesus, was Judas, and he was the one who betrayed him. So I think that is where it comes from originally. But other cultures, other countries perhaps have different explanations for believing the number 13 to be unlucky. So, as I've said to you before, the majority of people in the UK are actually not Christian anymore, but the belief in the unluckiness of number 13 continues. And in fact, last Friday fell on the 13th of April, and Friday the 13th is considered unlucky by lots of people. There are even a set of horror movies called Friday the 13th. Not something I like, but there you are. So again, if you're not superstitious, you can take advantage of this. There's evidence to suggest that if you buy an airline flight on Friday the 13th, then it may be cheaper, it may cost you less money. And this isn't a small amount cheaper. It could be as much as 30 or 40% cheaper if you're happy to travel on Friday the 13th. Another thing which is reported, insurance companies report fewer claims on Friday the 13th. That's less claims, fewer. Just let me explain some words here. An insurance company is a business. Examples would be Zurich Insurance, AXA, Prudential, Allianz, and you can pay them to cover risk. So if you drive your car and you have an accident, your insurer is the company that pays for the repair. So these companies have statistics. They can see the number of accidents of various kinds that happen on a particular day. And surprisingly, there are fewer car accidents on Friday the 13th than on other days. People go out less. They decide not to go out for the day, or maybe people are more careful when they do go out or when they're driving their cars. So again, if you're not superstitious, then perhaps Friday the 13th is a really good day to go out. The roads won't be as busy, and maybe you won't have to queue so much to get into places. Maybe you'll have a nicer time. So, last Friday was Friday the 13th. If you're not superstitious and you want to take advantage of things being cheaper or less busy on Friday the 13th, then you don't have to wait that long for the next one. In fact, the next Friday the 13th is in July. So maybe plan your day, and you never know, you might be able to save some money. Or you might decide to go along with the superstition and stay at home in bed. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. But don't forget to visit our website and find other podcasts and transcripts, or the written version of everything that we release in PDF format, and lots of interesting articles on there. You can sign up for our free 7-day course, and if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.